Okay, so Simon Lamed Hey, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Dinei Shlichos LeKedushin. When it comes to Shlichos Kedushin, which of course that's what we're learning in the morning, in the 6 a.m. Chabura, we're going through the second parak of Kedushin, which is all about Shlichos. But again, Halach LeMaisa, there's not so much here. So the Mechaber writes, Ha'ish Yachal Lasos Shliach LeKadesh Lo Isha. A man is allowed to appoint an agent to find a wife for him. That's what we saw Eliezer. We mentioned that last week. Eliezer was the agent of Yitzchak to find Rivka. Bein isha stam, bein isha plonis. You could tell your shliach, find me any woman that you find, and you could trust him. Or you could say, I want you to marry that particular woman, ish plonis for me. Either way you say is going to be fine. V'yomer la, and then hashliach. The shliach has to say, when he gets there, he's representing someone. He says, harei'a mekudeshes leploni. You can't say harei'a mekudeshes li, because he's not marrying the shliach. You're marrying the mishalech. So that's the nusach that the shliach would say. Aval im efshar lo lekodsha be'atzmo. If the mishalech is capable of marrying her on his own, then aser lekodsha idei shliach. He's forbidden to use a shliach to marry her. This is the first sugya in the second paragraph of Kedushin. Elim kein, unless makir, unless he recognizes her, he's seen her before. Shema charkach yimseba davar maguna v'tisgana alav. Because if he's never seen her before and just says marry someone, whoever it is, he didn't see her. Maybe when he actually meets her, he'll find something that he finds unattractive and wanted to divorce her. So always make sure that you see her first.
So how does that work with the chumash?
With the chumash, how come he didn't see her? So the, according to one opinion, if there was it, you have an answer for that?
She was three.
That's what the Mefarshim say, that he saw her? He saw the reflection. Who, Yitzchak saw her?
No. Avram saw Sarah.
Oh, so we're talking about Yitzchak. Avram met Sarah. Sorry, we're talking about when Yitzchak sent Eliezer to marry Rivka. So if you assume that if Eliezer didn't do Kedushin, he just did the Shiduchin, so then Yitzchak saw her first and Yitzchak did. But if he actually did the Kedushin, so they ask this question, how could it be? So I forget the answer that they say, but they ask a similar question to Avram. Avram and Sarah, in light of your point, Avram only noticed Sarah, how beautiful she was, when they went down to Mitzrayim, which is the second Ali of Lech Lecha. So that implied, the Maharsha asks in Baal Basra, that it seems to indicate that Avram never saw her beforehand.
Even you're on that level, you don't notice her for 20 years after you marry, you don't
have to see her. The Maharsha says something along the lines, maybe a little nicer than you, but something like that. So I forget exactly the answer they say for Yitzchak. Either Kodem Matan Torah, they didn't have such a din, or the whole Isser is that they knew Yitzchak Avinu wouldn't find something Maguna in her. That's the level he was on. He wouldn't find anything Maguna. So that's why he wasn't of concern. But
it seems that only by marrying her himself that he has to see her before.
No, that's the point. You could only send the Shliach if you've seen her before. He says, Usher to send the Shliach unless you've seen her before.
Yeah, but you just said you can go that? Find anybody.
No, so that,
find anybody.
No, but then the Gemara says it works. But it's usher to do that unless you're makira her, unless you've seen her. Of course it does. If efshar lo lekadsha ba'atzma, if you're able to marry on your own, usher lekadsha ayde shliach elim kein makira.
Right, that's only on your own, but that's not saying with the shliach. What's saying efshar lo lekadsha ba'atzma? What is that?
If you're able to marry on your own, you cannot send the shliach unless you've seen her before. What? That's a question. What does it mean? Did a picture count? Maybe you have to meet her, get to know her personality, if you get along. Pashas isn't means a re'iyah, just seeing her physically. But you could understand that maybe it means to know her. Fine. Then the Mechaber finishes off saying, Mikol makom af al pi shemakira mitzvah shikadshena ba'atmo im efsher. Even though he does recognize her, it's still best for him to perform the Kedushin, because that's the concept of mitzvah bo yosir mibishlucha, which again is the first topic of the second parak of Kedushin. Mitzvah bo yosir mibishlucha, better for you to do the mitzvah than send the shliach. And there are a variety of reasons why that is. According to Rashi, you get more schar when you do the mitzvah, so why not get more schar? Other suggestions are made as well. So if you look at the Chelkas Machokek and the Sif Katan Aleph in the inside column, he writes, Mitzvah shiyakachena ba'atmo, best for him to marry on his own, not send the shliach, even if he recognizes her. Still, he should do the mitzvah. V'davcha b'mitzvah amrinan hachi, only regarding the actual ma'aseh mitzvah do we say this. Aval bebirkas hamitzvah, the actual bracha, nisbar besimen shelafneze. The last week we learned aflet chadchila achem mevarech, because we said who says the birchas kedushin, birchas erusin? The Masada Kedushin says it. What was the reason? Because there might be some chassan who doesn't know how to say the bracha properly, so Masada Kedushin always says it. Ah, mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho, the chassan should say it. So we see from here, mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho only applies to a ma'aseh mitzvah, not to the bracha, says the chelkas mechokek. Now look over to the right side, the Beis Shmuel in Sif Katan Aleph. He writes, Yochol laso shliach, you're able to do a shliach, but he says, lechadchila, ein laso shliach lekadesh stam, a person shouldn't do this. Kemo shekasov lekaman b'shem tosas, one shouldn't do it to send the shliach to marry any woman. To marry a particular woman, that might be okay, but to just marry any woman, some woman, that's something a person should never really do. Okay, now let's look at Sifkatan Aleph and the Be'er Heitev. The Be'er Heitev writes, and Sifkatan Aleph, Shliach b'sefer Be'er Sheva daf kuf yud ches kosov lav orch ara, it's not appropriate, it's not derech eret, l'shavya l'shliach tamar chochem. A person shouldn't use a tamar chochem as an agent. The Knesset Gedola kosov alav haminag achshav de mimanin l'shliach l'tamar chochem. The reason why you can't is because it's a bizayon for the cover of the tamar chochem. But despite that, the Knesset Gedola says that it apparently was the practice to even use a Tamar Chacham as an agent. The Afilu Hu Gadol Har Be'er Chacham, even a big Gadol, the Torah, you would be allowed to use it. And now again, this wouldn't, doesn't only apply to Dine Kedushin, it applies all over. Asking a Tamar Chacham to do you a favor would be included in this concern, but Knesset Gedola says the practice, for whatever reason, is to use it, to use a Tamar Chacham, and that's because there's an implicit Mechila L'chora. He's Mocha on his own kavod. The Gemara tells us that a Melech cannot be Mocha on his kavod. Why not? Anybody know why not?
Covered
itself.
What?
The
institution itself.
Yeah. Covered, but wait, there's a pasuk. Gemara quotes a pasuk. Som tasim melech. The pasuk says in Shoftim to kol asim shatasim. I forget exactly the drasha, but anytime you do a sim, a som tasim is to appoint him. Anytime he's mocha, there's another som tasim. He has to continue to reappoint himself. There's no mocha in the kavod. Now the explanation, the reason why they speak about it is because it's not his kavod, it's not his malchus, it's Klal Yisrael. He represents a kadosh baruch hu. But different reasons are given. But a melech cannot be mocha on his own kavod, but a tamar chacham may be mocha on his own kavod. What's the svar for that? Anyone know? Gemara says. Because the Torah didehu, the Gemara, it's his. He owns it, he acquires the Torah, it becomes his. The kavod's earned by him, that means he's also able to be mochel on his own kavod. So that's probably the reason why you can use a Tamar Chacham for a shliach, because if he's willing to, that means he's mochel on his own kavod.
Or it might be a practical thing where he was the only one to get the shliach right.
Doesn't seem that complicated, this shlichus, at least when it comes to Kedushim. But it could be a practical concern, and it's possible that's, you know, the Gemara says,
Rabdikas Chametz.
Mechir is selling to the, for the Rav, right? That's true. And also now that you mentioned the Sota Kesosa, when it comes to the Sota, so you make them, the two Tamil Chachamim are the ones who escort them to the base of Migdash. Why? Because the Gemara says they know how to give proper Hasra, they know the halachas. So you can't trust someone else, even though a guy might be a trustworthy guy in general, he doesn't know the proper halachas. So maybe that's another concern why it's better to use a Tamil Chacham, because he knows what he's doing, as opposed to just him being mochel on his kavod. Okay.
You know, it's good, he knows what's good for the guy that's picking the girl. It's good for him.
He also has good insight.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I understand that. He says, V'ahad, olav hamino avshav d'man shliach l'tamil chacham. What's that lamed, l'tamil chacham?
Not sure. But the idea is it means Tamil Chacham. Yeah. No, but it means that the Tamil Chacham to being used as a shliach. That's what he means. Fine, so let's look now at the Pischei Tshuva, Sif Katan Aleph. Interesting Lamdisha point here, yes, Sif Katan Aleph. Yochel aso shliach, you're allowed to make a shliach. Ayin b'tshuvas bris avram, simen kuf yutes. Shehevi divei anod b'yehuda, simen tzamach dalet. Shepilpul eich yochel akadesh aide shliach. How are you able to do kedushin through shlichas? Why? Ha have tofes libal chov b'mokom shechav la'achirim. So what's that concept? You're taking a bacho where other people want it as well. So the classic example is there's a metziah on the floor. So everybody has the right to pick it up. First come, first serve. So if I get it, it's mine. If you get it, it's yours. But if I now pick it up for you, there's a concept I cannot pick it up when other people are going to miss out. I cannot be your agent when other people are going to get a loss. I can pick it up for myself, but I can't pick it up for someone else when other people are at a loss. So now I send the shliach to go marry someone for me. So now he's taking this woman and preventing anyone else from marrying her. It's chav lacherim. It's a chov for everyone else. They're losing out. You can't have a shlichus in that case. So there's no zechia in the case of chav lacherim.
But he can just take it and then for himself, but then...
Yeah, you could do that. That you could do. If you pick it up for myself, I own it, and then give it as a matana, that would be okay.
She has to agree. So it's not.
We'll see the answer, but that's very good. That's obviously there's a clear difference between Metzia and Kedushin.
But that klal of Chav L'Acherim, how are you applying this to Pnuya?
Because she's mutter to everyone. Everyone has potential to take her. And now, by drawing a circle around her.
That's not Chav L'Acherim.
Yeah, because they're just losing out.
That klal in Shas is talking about a case where. I have something, but this person that I'm getting it for owes other people money.
No, Gemara, that's one example, but the Gemara also talks about a Metzia where nobody owns that. No one's owed money, but they have potential to take that Metzia. So you have everyone has the potential to marry this woman. So by me getting the Shliach to take her from me, that's a Chav L'Acher. That's the question of the Nod Bihuda and the Bris Avram. So the answer is... Where's the answer? Where are we right now? Hold on a second. Here we go. Says the Gemara, like David said, "Umitaret d'cheven she balas bechira." She has the choice in the matter. V'hi mitzratzes lazen. She was willing to memela aim retona b'achet. That means she doesn't want to marry anybody else. It's not a mitzia. V'lo have a chav lachem. V'lo dami l'mitzia. So that's the answer. Okay. Let's now go drop down to the Sifkat and Beis in the Pesachei Tshuva. The Pesachei Tshuva says here, mitzvah shiyeh kachenu ba'atzmo. The mitzvah is that she should marry, rather he, the husband, should perform the kedushin on his own. And that's because of mitzvah bo, yosemi b'shlucho. So he quotes from a sefer Yad HaMelech, Perek Laman Mehilcha Shabbos Dinvav, Sheheir Lama Lomatinu Had Mitzvah Boyosmi Vishlucho, Rak Vishne Mitzvah Bikiduce Isha, Ubachonas Kibud Shabbos. So we look in the Gemara's in Mesechus Kedushin, the first daf of the second parak. There are only two examples we find of Mitzvah Bo, Yosmi Vishlucho. One is that a person should do Kedushin on his own, and the other, the Gemara brings a few examples of Amarayim, which would do Hachana the Shabbos. Why are these the only two examples? We don't find anywhere else in Shas of this concept, Mitzvah Bo, Yosmi Vishlucho. So he goes on to say further, V'lo B'shum, you have to jump over, follow Pischei Tshuva. He's now on the next page, on the outside column, it says Pischei Tshuva there. Lo shari mitzos kagon hashavas a gezel vasiyas makah. So returning a gezel doesn't say I should return it myself. I could use a shliach. There's no concept of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha by returning stolen items and building a fence. There's no concept of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. V'hanaka. What's hanaka? Anyone know hanaka is?
Right. Severance
paying. Exactly, severance. According to some, it's severance paying, it's additional bonus, whatever. But Hanukkah is the additional matanos you give. You send off the Eved Ivri after he goes free. So there's no content that you have to do it directly. You could use a shliach. Mezuzah, kadoma, a list of examples.
None of those are mitzvah.
Sure, building a mak is a mitzvah, mezuzah, mitzvah, all of them are mitzvahs. Yeah, sure. And Shekosev Tam Nachon Lechaligo. So that's what the Netziv says. The first two are different, according to the Netziv. I'll say that in a second. Shekosev Tam Nachon Lechalik Bazeh. They give an explanation. He doesn't say what the explanation is. Umikomakum Ladina Halacha Lemaisa. He says, Ein Dvarv Nechonim. His suggestion of the chilik between Kiddush and Shabbos in one corner, and everything else, the Pischei Tshuva doesn't like. And Vishamitzay Divrei Amagen Ram. He forgot the Magen Ram Nor Achaim, which clearly says Shekosev Behedya. Says the Magen Ram, Dehuadin Bechol Mitzvos Amrinan Mitzvah Bayos Mivishlucho. Even though the Gemara gives two examples, it applies to every single mitzvah. So whenever you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah on your own or pass it off to someone else, better for you to do that mitzvah bo yoser b'bishlucha. Now the suggestion that you were alluding to, but maybe Kedushin and Shabbos are different. Hachana the Shabbos is because Kedushin, according to some Rishonim, is not really a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. So Hachana the Shabbos is also a hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So the Tziv has a whole discussion that Dafka b'mitzvah b'yomusim b'shlucha applies to Hachanas as opposed to actual mitzvahs. I forget exactly the svar for this, but he does discuss that unique aspect.
Why did they bring like sukkah?
The sukkah. According to that svar, perhaps you could say that as well. Now there's also machlokas whether asiyas sukkah is a mitzvah or not. But if you assume that asiyas mitzvah is only a hechsher mitzvah, so ein hachanami, then the Tziv would probably put that in the same category. Okay, let's go. Let's jump. I think we're jumping now to Mem Beis. We're gonna just get started here a little bit, just to get our feet wet. But I think it's Mem Beis. Hold on. Yes, go to Simon Mem Beis now. Sif Aleph. We're going to just do the first few lines of the Mechaber. We're not even going to go through the Ramah here. Okay, that's Shlichas. That's the only Halach L'maaseh related to Shlichas, what we just saw. And this next Siman is a decent-sized Siman of a lot of Ramahs.
Does the Shlichas ever come up?
No. No one would ever allow for it. They discussed, actually, I missed this point. They discussed somewhere here in the Nosei Kalim, I don't remember where I saw this, about getting married without seeing them first. That they discussed here a little bit, but that too is not practiced nowadays. They see them at least once before getting married, all circles. But you know, other than that, no, shlichas is not. When it comes to gittin, shlichas is very much practiced to gittin. So when we learn the sugya of gittin, halachas gittin, we're going to have to get very involved in shlichas, because that's the only way they do gittin nowadays. They don't want the two to meet necessarily.
What's the meaning of putting on the veil that you can't see? In other words, I see by Yitzchok it says that she saw him and then she put on the veil. But, so not much for that he saw her necessarily.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay, and maybe they don't want to see it. I don't remember. Okay, Mechaber says now, Simon Membez, a whole new topic now. This is going to be the very, very important sugya of being Miyachid Edim. You have two Edim who are witnessing the event, the chuppah, to the exclusion of all others, those types of nuschalos. We're not going to do that tonight, but that's what we're going to learn in this Simon. So just to get the first few lines in, this first few lines has nothing to do with Edis, but that's the overall Simon here. So the Shulchan Aruch begins Sif Aleph here. Ein ha'isha miskadeshes ela lirtzona. You could only, she only gets married if she's willing. You cannot force a woman to get married. Va'mekadesh isha bal karcha ein ha'mekadeshes. And one who attempts to forcibly marry her, it doesn't work. Aval ha'ish shansuha ache kidesh bal karcho ha'reiz ha'mekadeshes. Now if you flip it around, where if she forces the guy, she puts a gun to his head and said, you better marry me, that actually does work, according to this first opinion. But Yeshomim, there are others that say Sheinu Mekudeshes, it doesn't work when he's forced. Hilkach Havile Safek, in which case it's a Safek whether or not it takes effect, Halacha L'maisa, when he's forced to get married. So what's going on? This Machlok is about being forced to get married, or marrying, forcing her, forcing him. So look at there's a discussion. We're going to just look at the Beis Shmuel here. The Beis Shmuel in Sifkatan Aleph, the top right, says, Bakarcha Einu Mekudeshes, if you force her to get married, it doesn't work. The Afagab the Kaimelon, even though we hold the Gemara's and Babasar, that Mocher Bal Karcho Zvine Zvina. So if you force a Mocher to sell something, the halacha is it's a good sale. Because in the end of the day, he got money, he said Rotsani, so it works. So here as well, she's selling herself, if you will. She's selling herself, so shouldn't it work when she's forced into it? She agreed in the end, even though it was the gun to her head. Have Kila Mochres Atma Libaila. So as if she sold herself. So Isa Bashas, Kaven Sha'asa Baal Shlokahugan, since the husband did something that was really inappropriate, Afkeina Rabbanan Akadushin, meaning what? Midaraisa, it's actually good. It's actually good because part of Kedushin, there's a whole discussion in the Lumdis whether Kedushin is a Davar Issa or it's a Davar Mammon. So assuming it's a Davar Mammon, it's an acquisition. So it falls into the regular halachas of Choshen Mishpah. You put a gun into the guy's head at 7-Eleven and he sells you some Slurpees, so it's a good sale. So you give him the money and you walk away with the Slurpees. So if you force her to get married, so it's a good marriage. So how come we're saying it doesn't work? So Chachamim stepped in. They said, since we don't like how he acted, even though Deraisa it works, they said they afkinu rabbanan hakedushin. They uprooted kedushin. The Kaimelon, yeah. Sorry. Let me finish the line here. The Kaimelon kol makadesh al das rabbanan makadesh. Whenever one gets married, it's on the das, the acceptance of the rabbanan.
Does she also do a coin?
If she does this.
It's a kedushin d'arayis, so the fact that the rabbanan got rid of it.
Right. So there's a concept called reach haget. Reach haget, when something smells like a get, but not really a get. So I don't know if this qualifies as reach haget. If someone's given a get, and it really wasn't a good get, or something happened, I don't remember the details, then she's possibly mid the rabbanan to marry a kohen. If they retroactively are ochre, then I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll have to keep that in mind when we do the sugyas later on of Gershon and Psulei Kuna. Okay.
What about the father of the girl?
What about her?
When she's a child.
When she's a katana, yeah?
Yeah, so then if you would force the father, would that be different?
That's
more of a...
Business deal, you're saying?
Yeah.
I hear, interesting, I don't know. I hear that how that could be different. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, then the Beis Shmuel says... And we'll just do a few more lines and then we'll stop here. The Beis Shmuel says, Vim kafu oso, if they force him now to get married, lekadesh, kasiv hamagid, magid mishnah that is, the lo amrinan de domil kafu oso. They're not similar. Why? I mean, it's a good kedushin if you force him. Because the isha, any achalot says me better, she's stuck forever. So that's why they didn't allow the kedushin to go through if she's forced into this. She's stuck. He could always divorce her. So you force him to get married, but the next day he could give her the get and just walk away. And it doesn't affect him at all. He can marry whoever he wants. He can walk away. So mishum hachi, for that reason, he mekudeshes, it's a good kedushin. But then the Beis Shmuel says, very halacha l'maisa now, not this application, but the idea he's throwing in now, l'chora yeshomer bizman hazeh, achar takanos Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom had a few takanas. One of the takanas was, de'ein megarshin valkarcha, you cannot hand a woman a get against her will, she has to agree to it. So according to that, imkein shava din ha'ish l'isha, he cannot just walk away. If he's forced into a marriage, he can't just hand her a get and walk away, so he's stuck in the relationship just like she's stuck in the relationship, which then means even if you try to force him, then the kedushin would not take effect. Okay, we'll stop here, and then next week in Mirat Hashem we're going to get involved in Eidus about needing to be miyached Eidim or not being miyached Eidim to the exclusion of all others. That'll be next week in Mirat Hashem. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, and shkoyach again for the sponsoring the Kiddush.
For Reagan.
All right.
Can we hold that?